The question today is, where did Jesus go when he died on the cross? Well, we know he paid our sin debts on the cross, as we've discussed that in a question previously. We know he did that while hanging on that cross from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon when he was separated from God and took our place, took our sin upon himself, and paid our eternity in hell by a miracle of God that I don't understand and can't explain. But he did it. We got to believe that by faith, because the Bible says so. Well, we know that he dismissed his spirit, because he said, "Father, into thy hand I commend my spirit." In other words, he came back into a relationship with the Father at that time. But where did he go? To understand where he went, we've got to understand some of the places in Old Testament time. Now, in Old Testament time, there's a word that's a Hebrew word, that's Sheol, that's equivalent to the New Testament word for Hades. Most of the time, we think of that as hell. But in the Old Testament time, there's more involved in that than hell. In fact, the word Sheol, or Hades, means the unseen world. In other words, that's why some people think of Hades and Sheol as being the grave. And therefore, some people go up and down the street with their little suitcase trying to tell you there's no hell. Even their own Bible makes their hell even hotter than what the King James Bible does. Lord help us today. But the thing about it is, the word Sheol involves the unseen world. It means the region of departed spirits of the lost and the saved in Old Testament time. Now, in Old Testament time, it didn't matter whether lost or saved, they still went to the place of Sheol or the place of Hades. But we can see there's a differentiation, or two compartments involved in that in the book of Luke chapter 16, as Jesus told the story about a certain rich man. By the way, that's not a parable of this certain rich man. It's the truth. And when he said a certain rich man, and he called Lazarus by name, the only reason he probably didn't mention the rich man by name is because of the fact that he was still had kinfolk alive at that time, and he didn't mention that. But there was a certain rich man and a certain beggar. Now, they both died, but what happened? The Bible said it came to pass, verse 22 of Luke 16, that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Now, he was buried, but that's just the body, because there was a dismissal of the soul and the spirit from his body. And in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Now, hell is a good translation of the word Hades there, because it's the burning compartment. And he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." So you see, there's a definition, there's an illustration, a description of what Hades was like in the Old Testament time. There's a burning compartment where the rich man's soul and spirit went to. His body was carried out, no doubt, in lavish burial in some tomb somewhere. Lazarus was carried out, probably thrown in a ditch somewhere, but his soul and spirit left out his body and went into the Abraham's bosom, which is also a paradise, if we please, at that point in time. Now, we're told that by the fact when Jesus was on the cross and he took time out while he was there hanging on that cross to save a thief. Both thieves railed against Jesus at one point in time, but there come a point that one thief turned to the other and said, "You ought to be quiet. We deserve what we're getting, but this man has done nothing wrong." And he turned to Jesus and he said, "Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And at that point in time, of course, Jesus turned to him and said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now, that at the point he said that was just before Jesus took our sin on himself at 12 o'clock noon and it become dark. He paid our eternity while hanging on the cross. Then he came back into a relationship with the Father and said, "Father, in thy hands I commend my spirit." And he departed into paradise. His soul and his spirit went into paradise. They carried his body out and put it in the tomb, sealed it there, of course, rolled a stone over it in a barred tomb. But that's where he went at that particular time. But he didn't go into the burning compartment. He went into the paradise compartment, or the bliss compartment, if you please, there in Abraham's bosom. Now, the Bible says that he went in his spirit in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse number 19, and by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison. Now, I know in context, in 1 Peter 3:19, he's talking about those who were disobedient in Noah's day. He didn't go in the same place as them, but remember, the rich man was able to talk across the gulf to Abraham's bosom. Jesus went into paradise, which is Abraham's bosom, with the thief, of course, who died on the cross. I'm talking about their soul and their spirit. They went there, and at that time, I don't know what he said to them exactly across on the other side there, but there wasn't a second chance for them to get out, as some people try to believe. Some people want to use that scripture to say, well, when you go to hell, Jesus will come and you'll have an opportunity to get out. And that's why the doctrine of purgatory has been developed. There is no chance when the tree falls to the north, south, east, or west. Ecclesiastes says it'll lie there. Has no ability of itself to get up and move. And so there's no chance of getting out of hell when one dies lost and undone. But yet the rich man died, went there. These people of Noah's day went there. But Jesus went to the paradise compartment. And no doubt as he preached across to the spirits in prison on the other side, they heard him. I don't know what he announced to them. He probably announced their doom. Probably showed them how they had an ark, a door they could have went in. An open door, a striving spirit, and the preacher of righteousness. But they rejected that truth. They rejected that light. And as a result, didn't enter in. But whatever it was, it don't matter. They didn't have a second chance. But I believe he also delivered a message to the ones that were in paradise and said, in essence, boys, after 3 days and 3 nights, we're getting out of this place. And he led captivity captive. The Bible tells us that. Book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 8 through 10. We find that he said this in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he is ascended, what is it? But that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. So he led captivity captive. It means he emptied paradise or Abraham's bosom out of the heart of the earth and led them in tow. Led them captivity captive. Why? Why were they in captivity? No man could be saved until Jesus' blood was shed on the cross of Calvary. And at the point of his shedding his blood, Romans 3:25 says there's remission of sins past. But there's nobody could come out of the grave until the time that Jesus did. Of course, there's an earthquake at the time when he died on the cross. This cross dismissed his own spirit. The veil was rent in the temple from the top to bottom, showing there's no longer any need for this old law or the Old Testament sacrifices. The sacrifice of sacrifices come and paid the supreme sacrifice. And as a result, of course, when he did that, the graves were opened, it said. Some of the graves were opened, and the bones of some of the Old Testament saints were seen inside those sepulchres hewed out in rocks in the hillsides. And then after Jesus was resurrected, the Bible said, Matthew 26, that some of the Old Testament saints were seen walking through the streets with a glorified body. And they're the first fruits. We'll deal more with that in a later question as we deal with the answer to another question in the future. But the thing about it is, he led captivity captive. He emptied paradise out of the heart of the earth. And today, there is nothing in the heart of the earth except a burning compartment. Hades consists of hell, consists of fire. It consists of torment. It consists of worms, if you please. And that's where every person, the moment they die, their soul and spirit leave out and go into hell. And that's where they'll be. It's like a prison, of course. A jail, county jail, waiting for judgment. A great white throne judgment where they'll be brought forth and then be cast locked up forever in the lake of fire, which is like the federal penitentiary in type. But the thing about it, he led captivity captive, emptied paradise from Hades, and now paradise is in the third heaven. We have that as a proof text as we see that in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. Paul's talking about himself here. As he said, it's not expedient for me doubtless to glory. I will come in visions and revelations, to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago. And whether in the body I cannot tell or whether out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. He's talking about himself when he was left dead for that Lystra, stoned to death, and he had an out-of-body experience and was caught up, he said here, such a one caught up to the third heaven. Now, Jesus, the Scripture says that Paul was caught up, he recorded that himself, that he was caught up to the third heaven. And yet, he comes back and says almost the same thing again. As he said, I knew such a man, whether in the body, in verse 3, or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how he was caught up unto paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. So therefore, we see that paradise is a literal place. It's in the third heaven. That scripture places it there, even if it's just told one time. But he led captivity captive and carried them into paradise. So we ask the question again, where did Jesus go when he died on the cross? His body went out in the tomb and was buried in that borrowed tomb. His soul and his spirit he dismissed from his own body and went into the heart of the earth, into paradise, for 3 days and three nights. It stayed there. And of course, then we know that when he resurrected, of course, there was a resurrection not only of soul and spirit, but there's a resurrection of the body. And that came forth, the soul, spirit, and body, with the Old Testament saints, and went into the third heaven, and there he is at the right hand of the Father. That's where he went to, the Bible said. And of course, he sprinkled his blood on the mercy seat, and those things had to be done, that forgiveness and satisfied a holy God. But then, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, talking about the Lord who being in the brightness of his glory and express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. He seated himself at the right hand of God, the Father. In other words, God said, I'm satisfied. You sit here at my right hand. That's been almost 2,000 years ago when he sat down there. And the Bible says he's still sitting there. Hebrews chapter 7, verse number 24 and 25, talking about Jesus. He said, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he's able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. There he is seated at the right hand of the Father today in paradise, in heaven, the third heaven, with a glorified body. Now, all the saints of God, if you're saved, the moment you die, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord, and you go to be with the Lord in the third heaven in paradise. So Revelation 6 refers to the saints of the spirits and the souls of departed saints under the altar. Well, it's in the third heaven, and we know that. So where did Jesus go when he died on the cross? He went in the heart of the earth, into Hades, but he went into the paradise compartment of the Abraham bosom compartment. And after 3 days and three nights, he led captivity captive, emptied paradise out of the heart of the earth, and carried it into the third heaven. And today, all that's in the heart of the earth is a burning hell. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.